Welcome to the Building Great Lives podcast, a podcast about real life, real issues, and finding real answers to life's most difficult questions. And now your host, Trent Gillum.
Greetings, everyone. Trent here. Welcome to episode number 86 of the podcast. I'm glad you've joined the Building Great Lives journey. Before we get started, as always, I'd like to say a huge thank you to our monthly ministry partners and to you, the listener. You make this ministry possible, and I'm excited to have you on the Building Great Lives team here at the Building Great Lives podcast. It's our desire to help people from around the world grow, heal, discover, and fulfill their unique purpose. Thank you for sharing these episodes. We're praying these messages of hope reach every possible person in every possible nation. Welcome to a special Christmas episode of the Building Great Lives podcast. In today's episode, we're going to unwrap some gifts that God purchased for us. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 2, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.'" Verse 10 said, "When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy." We don't know exactly how long these wise men searched for Jesus. Some historians say it was 6 months, while others say it was around a year. We do know it wasn't as quick as the shepherds found Jesus, for they found him in a manger. But the Bible says in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11 that these wise men came into a house and saw the young child Jesus. So clearly these wise men had spent time and effort and traveled many miles in search of Jesus. The Bible continues in the book of Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11, "And when they were come into the house, they fell down and worshiped Jesus. Then they opened their treasures, and they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh." These gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh must have been quite expensive, because the Bible refers to them as treasures. They were gifts brought from the native lands of these wise men. The gold carried such great value of commerce. The frankincense was used in perfumes and incense, a fragrant resin that comes from the baswala tree found in Ethiopia and elsewhere across Africa. And myrrh was produced as a resin from the camphora tree found in Yemen, Ethiopia, and Somalia. Although the value for these gifts offered by the wise men has changed over the years, these gifts had both significant value and meaning. Even though their gifts had significant value and meaning, the gift that stood before them was greater than any gift they could ever give him. And as we celebrate this holiday season, it's so important for us to remember the reason for this season, the gift of God. The Bible tells us in the book of John, chapter number 4 and verse 10, Jesus said to the Samaritan woman at the well, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." The Passion Translation says it this way: Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift God wants to give you, you would ask me for a drink, and I would give you living water." We need to know the gifts that God wants to give us. There are many. Let's unwrap a few of God's greatest gifts to us. The gift of eternal life. Romans chapter 6, verse 22 and 23 says, "But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 2, verses 38 and 39, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise, or this gift, is unto you and to your children and all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Another gift that we should unwrap and remember is the gift of grace. God has the gift of grace for us. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 7, "Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power." God's grace is his unmerited favor. And I'm thankful for that gift of grace. There's also the gift of his presence. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." The holiday season is a time when many people feel heaviness and a loneliness. You just need to remember God has a gift for you, the gift of his presence, and you are never alone. And there's another gift that God has for us, the gift of faithfulness. We live in a world that has normalized unfaithfulness. This is completely contrary to God's character. God is faithful. God will never leave you nor forsake you. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations." God's faithfulness. What a gift. He also has given us the gift of rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 29 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Did you notice that the word rest is used in verse 28 and 29? In the original Greek, there are two different words. The first, rest, is literally a physical, a mental, an emotional rest. The second is a spiritual rest. God's gift to man is he gives us rest. Another one of God's gifts to us is the gift of hope. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." The writer of Hebrews said it this way in chapter 6 and verse 19, "Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast." Paul even confirmed in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 19 that our hope is not of this world alone. We have a hope beyond our struggles. And God gives us peace. John chapter 14, verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." I am so thankful for the great gifts that God has for us. The Bible said that, "And Mary, being great with child, brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." I love that part. These gifts are available to you today. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The Prince of Peace was in the earth, not to condemn it, but on a goodwill mission to save it, to bring it great gifts that could change its life forever." And as become our tradition here at the Building Great Lives podcast, I want to pray for you, listener. I want to pray that the Lord would encourage you and bless you and help you during this holiday season. I want God to help you unwrap some of his greatest gifts. Jesus, I'm asking you to bless every listener. I know these seasons can be a time of loneliness for many people, but God, I pray that you move on them, help them, encourage them, come alongside them. I pray, God, that you bless them beyond measure. And as always, thank you so much for listening. In the meantime, please subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend. Maybe text them the link or share it on your social. You can find me on social at Trent Gillam. That's G-I-L-L-I-A-M. On Instagram at Rev Gillam. You can also reach me at buildinggreatlivespodcast@gmail.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, stay safe, take care, have a Merry Christmas, and let's keep building.
You've been listening to the Building Great Lives podcast, a member of the Real Life Church Network. Join us next time as we dig deeper into life's most challenging questions.